Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Establishing no contact after a relationship with a narcissist is a brave step and is a move in the right direction, but it does not come without challenges. In this episode, we're going to explore some of the common reasons a victim returns to their partner and conclude with some options to consider if you find yourself in this scenario. Let's go. Going no contact with a narcissist may be a challenging endeavor to accomplish, depending on your circumstances. It is a choice that does not come lightly and is usually surfaced from professionals that recommend to go no contact, personal survivors who have endured and who also recommend, knowledge of the subject and seeing the big picture, large scale of the implications for remaining. It has been estimated that a victim of DV tries to leave their partner 7 times before cutting the tie for good. No contact is typically a well thought out decision, and it often comes as a result from learning that a narcissist does not change, however many return. No contact is broke, and it is usually due to one or more of the following reasons: the strong bond with the narcissist, ongoing manipulation, second guessing yourself. A bond, simply put, is an emotional attachment. When in a relationship with a narcissist, a certain type of bond is formed as the relationship goes through the stages. When in a relationship with a narcissist, there are high highs during the love bombing stage, and then in the blink of an eye, an event can turn into an unforeseen event, and it often does. The shift of events can come out of nowhere, and this is when the bond is formed. The bond is an emotional attachment that forms with a narcissist or toxic individual during certain life events. This bond acts like a glue or a magnet and keeps the relationship intact often longer than it should. As a series of events transpire over and over again with a narcissist, the pattern is repeated, and at each occurrence, this bond is reinforced. The bond, after time, can become addictive as the relationship is built on high highs and unexpected events. Because this bond has been formed, it is why many victims in a relationship with a narcissist return. They return even if for a short time, because there is still an emotional attachment. This bond is one of the most challenging aspects in the healing aspect after leaving a narcissist to overcome. This bond must be broken to be truly free. Second, ongoing manipulation. A narcissist operates under the guise of manipulation, and it can be so covert during the relationship and even after no contact has been made. When a victim leaves, there is a series of events which usually transpire historically. Be on the lookout for the following acts a narcissist starts right after you decide to leave the relationship. A smear campaign is launched toward the victim. The narcissist positions themselves as the victim. The narcissist uses shame and guilt to try to get their target to return. The narcissist involves other parties to triangulate and gaslight. The narcissist may reach out to friends, family members, colleagues, acquaintances, cousins. They may reach out to establish a narrative, and they try to bring their partner back to the relationship so the cycle can continue. This is also when, if still in contact, the narcissist states they will change. They provide apologies, but they are just mere words and are false. The narcissist is attempting to bring back their target under their control. These tactics may encourage the victim to go back to the relationship, which is exactly what the narcissist wants. If you have just recently left a narcissist, be on the lookout for these tactics. Third, you might second guess yourself. After leaving a narcissistic relationship, you may experience emotional ups and downs, which is absolutely normal. It is often during times of processing events that you may enter a stage where where you second guess your own behavior in leaving the narcissist. You may question yourself and wonder if you have made the right decision. Some thoughts you might have are, was it really that bad? This is justification. Perhaps you think you can change the narcissist. Maybe you believe they need you. Maybe you have the belief the relationship will improve. Are you afraid of the future and how things will be different without the narcissist? This is the bond speaking. Financial reasons. Perhaps you bought into the lies or promises the narcissist claims. Did the narcissist tell you they will change? How many times have they said that? The narcissist tells you they are sorry and they will make it up to you. As you think about the relationship, be aware of thoughts that may surface, which may encourage you to go back. A narcissist does not want you to leave the relationship, and they especially do not want you to go no contact. The narcissist wants you to return to the relationship. For a time after you have left the relationship, many have stated they can still hear the narcissist in their head. And this is so true, as the narcissist has spent years training their partner how to think and how to act. And for a while, you may still hear the narcissist in your head. The longer you were no contact, the mind can clear. Things become less confusing, and you start to establish your own identity apart from the narcissist. It's also important to note that sometimes society encourages reconciliation without knowing the ins and outs of a relationship. Keep a watchful eye from various parties that encourage restitution and promote forgiveness without having the knowledge of your particular situation. Lastly, what to do, recommendations. If you left and came back, but wish to leave again, the following are some helpful tips to try to make the exit as smooth as possible. Contact the DV hotline or their website, which is found at thehotline.org. File a protective order. Contact your local county to review steps needed to file an order. Have a support system in place and gather resources. Put a plan together. Learn about the Gray Rock Technique. Visit our website. We have additional resources available and, of course, our other videos. Leaving a narcissist and going no contact is the start of freeing yourself from a devastating and controlling relationship. However, there are events which may occur right after leaving a narcissist that may draw the victim to return to the narcissist. It's important to be aware of these events so you can anticipate the challenges and be able to have a plan so you can move to the next stage to heal and recover. When no contact is broke, many people also have a sense of guilt or feel ashamed that they broke no contact. We're on your side. We want what's best for you in your situation. Has this episode been helpful? Have you broken no contact with a narcissist? Drop us a note in the comments below, subscribe for more, and check out this video next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.